There's been concerns raised about lead in the tap water in Galesburg. What's the situation there?
Ever since 1992, the EPA has regulated that cities test their water for lead. And out of the test going back to 1992, the city of Galesburg tested over what's called an action level, where they have to take measures to mitigate the lead in the water. They tested over it 22 times. Now, at all of these times, they were EPA compliant. They put out public notices. They worked with experts to change what's called phosphate levels to try and kind of eat up some of the lead. But the reason they keep coming back isn't because lead's coming through the water pipes, as we saw maybe in Flint, Michigan. It's instead we've got a high concentration of older homes in Galesburg which have lead service lines. And when water sits stagnant in a lead service line, it can often be exposed to the toxin. And it's just recently been brought to light because of the Associated Press reports and the following media coverage afterward.
Some children in the area have tested for high levels of lead in their systems. So this is a public health concern, right?
It is, but when you talk to most officials, they say that in Knox County, it more likely is due to high levels of lead paint, lead dust in homes. 81% of homes in Knox County were built before 1978 when they banned lead paint in homes. Our health department, which has been underfunded all throughout the state budget impasse, as every health department has been, only has two people working on lead cases. All they can really do is inspect the homes. They can't really abate any of the lead. So really we have a health department that's simply just testing homes for lead and a city that's doing what's compliant with the EPA, but because of the nature of the town and the concentration of old homes in the town and the county, it's kind of like they're fighting an uphill battle that they haven't been able to get a handle on yet.
The U.S. EPA has recommended giving residents bottled water or water filters. What's happening there, and how much is that going to cost the city?
The original proposals were going to cost just under $100,000. The city has decided not to comply with the bottled water recommendation simply because of the environmental aspects of it. We don't want to be influxing our landfill here with empty water bottles. So what they will be doing is anyone who has a lead service line, which you can find out because the city has set up a database, then you can search your home address and find out if you have a lead service line. The city will come out and test your water for free. If you test for lead levels above the action level, the city will then offer you a water filter that's certified by a national filtration organization.
Sounds like most of this is on private property, but is there any like comprehensive plan or any conversation about what could be done to address this on a broader level?
That's kind of the frustrating part of it, is because it fits the Flint, Michigan narrative, a lot of the attention has been put on water. And while, yes, there are things the city could be doing better for water, the real issue of exposure to lead paint and dust in many of these homes isn't being addressed. When you have media from outside the area coming in and kind of taking a glance at it, not sitting and analyzing the data, and it often gets missed, and it can affect public policy. We're seeing the EPA come down, and the city has this list of things they need to do to help mitigate lead in the water, which is great, but that's only maybe a third of the problem at most. Looking at that initial AP report, it's about 1,400 water systems in the country all face similar problems. But I think in Galesburg's case, the reason it was singled out was because it also had some of the highest lead levels in the state. As far as testing children, the county has been well above the state average every single year, going back a decade. Knox County also has one of the highest concentrations of homes built before 1978. We also have high levels of poverty, and it's kind of a perfect storm. So while water does play a role, which is where it fits in with the Flint, Michigan narrative, there's many other factors at play.